You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused disaster in every aspect of the world. Countless deaths, borders shutting down, political upheaval, and economic turmoil. One specific area that is especially experiencing the brunt of this unprecedented crisis is the housing market. And according to housing experts, there is a perfect storm happening right now. There is increased demand and historically low supply of housing that's available. And Idaho, well, it is not immune to this crisis. Joining us today to talk more in depth are the executive director of Catch, Stephanie Day, and Catch's landlord relationship manager, Baltimore Gonzalez. I want to thank both of you for coming on the program today.
Thank you so much, Jenna. We're really excited.
Yeah, super excited. Thanks for having us.
So Stephanie, I'd like to start with you. And for people who aren't familiar with Catch, can you give us a brief overview?
Sure. So Catch is a local grassroots nonprofit that's working on ending homelessness in the Treasure Valley. We have several different programs that are targeted at helping folks that are on the streets, in a shelter, in a car, get back into housing and stabilize in housing.
And Stephanie, we've had these types of issues pre-pandemic here in Idaho. I mean, we have talked about this on the program before COVID hit. But tell us about how the pandemic itself has impacted your organization, like what you've seen.
Yeah, definitely. So homelessness as we know it today has kind of been around since the 80s. But this last year, I would say even 2021 versus 2020 has been markedly different. And locally, a lot of that has to do with housing availability. So what we're recognizing is that we're in this unique space and time where there's not only not enough affordable housing, a lot of the affordable housing that has existed is disappearing. So we're just in a really, really uniquely tight housing market right now, and it makes it very difficult to help people who are unhoused find housing.
So, Baltimore, I want to bring you into the conversation. How long would you say it's taking on average for people to be housed now as compared to pre-COVID?
Oh, that's a good question. So as of right now, it typically takes anywhere from 3 to 4 months, depending on the family and also the barriers that family's experiencing in the market. Mm-hmm. But pre-COVID, Stephanie can correct me if I'm wrong, it was about 2 to 4 months max, but right now we're seeing some families wait up to 6 months at times if they have certain barriers that are harder to house.
So what happens during this time then when you are desperately helping them find housing? I mean, because 2 months seems like a long time, but 6 months frankly feels like an eternity, Baltimore.
No, yeah, you're totally right. Really, it's about just supporting them throughout this process. I'm out there searching, mm-hmm. and they're searching as well. The case managers are there to support them in the meantime and do what they can. But it really is what you just said. It's just very difficult for them. And we try to keep the hope alive by house searching. But like Stephanie said, the market's tough, and we really need to secure housing for these families.
And Stephanie, I believe I read that pre-COVID, you had about 150 or so families on your waiting list. It's almost at 300 now, correct?
Yeah, 100%. So I would say before like 2019 and on, at any given time, there were on average about 150 families in Ada County experiencing homelessness, meaning that they were either in a shelter or on the streets. What happened last year, which I thought was really interesting, is we actually saw in 2020 the same number of families enter the system, but in a normal year, we would have about 80 families self-resolve, which in our terms means they were able to find a place on their own, they moved in with friends and family and didn't need it anymore, they moved out of state, they kind of figured something out on their own and didn't need our help anymore. And that's the piece that changed last year. Once families entered the system, they were really stuck there. There was nowhere for them to go. And then this year, I haven't looked at the stats so far this year, but it feels anecdotally like a lot more people actually entering the system. Mm-hmm. We're hearing things that we've never really heard before, that landlords are selling units at very fast rates, and the rent is being raised $500 or $600, and families can't afford that, but there's really nowhere else that they can afford to. So we've got all of these mix of things. It's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle of housing right now. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fair to say too that has who you're seeing who needs housing, is it changing? And what I mean by that, Stephanie, is you are seeing people who have never needed assistance before needing assistance now.
That's 100% right, Gemma. We have so many people that, and Interfaith could tell you this too, from the shelter perspective, but so many people that are showing up at the shelters that are terrified because they've never, ever been in a situation like this before, and they don't really know how to navigate it. And that was a pretty rare circumstance prior to COVID, and it's become much more normal.
If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with the executive director of Catch, Stephanie Day, and Catch's landlord relationship manager, Baltimore Gonzalez. And Baltimore, I want to talk a little bit about a partnership that Catch has with landlords. Can you tell us first what it is and how it works?
Yeah, so the Landlord Partnership Program is the opportunity for folks in the community that have housing or are developing new housing to not only dedicate units, but provide housing for the families and give them the opportunity to apply to this housing. So the families that we're seeing have different barriers than someone who is like a perfect tenant. So what we do with the partnership program is we offer incentives for the landlords to not only work with us confidently, but also feel financially secure. So not only do you receive rental support, or not only do the families receive rental support, which means that the landlord is going to get the check every month, just like any other tenant. They also receive other incentives like higher deposits. They have funds available for damages in the case if that were to happen, also vacancies. They also have the support of Catch. They have someone to call if anything were to happen, which is something they don't have with a regular tenant. For example, if an issue arises in a normal case, they would just call the tenant, try to figure it out in that way. But with Catch, they have access to me, the case managers, and pretty much the support of the entire Catch program at their disposal. So it's a great program, and I'd love to go more in depth on it with anyone who can provide housing for the families and is open to really making a positive impact.
So Baltimore, what kind of landlords are you looking for this program? And what I mean by that is single family homes, duplexes, apartments. I mean, does it run the gamut?
That's a great question. Anyone really who has housing. So we work with private landlords that own a single family home up to big developers that are building, 50 plus units. So anyone who can provide housing and is willing to dedicate some units, it makes a huge difference. Really, one or two units from 100 people could really make a huge impact in what we're doing and the families that we're helping.
How responsive have landlords been to this program when they find out about it?
It depends the landlord. That's a great question. So in this market, it's been really tough because I'm calling the landlord about Catch, but they have 10 applicants that have pretty much no risk for them. So great credit, great income. It makes some of the families we're trying to house harder to house because they have some barriers that maybe some of these quote unquote great applicants, according to landlords, have, especially in this tough market when there's no supply. So there's less opportunity to in that sense. So it does make it harder for our families for sure.
And when you want to house people, Baltimore, are you looking in Boise specifically, or does this encompass the entire Treasure Valley?
So that's a great question. So I work primarily in Ada County, but we also have a satellite office out in Canyon County that is doing the same work that we're doing out here with landlord relationship managing. So we're all of Treasure Valley.
Stephanie, how hard is it to create these partnerships and relationships in order to get people housed? Because it's not like it used to be where, there's an apartment available, we can get, a family in. I mean, you're lucky to find an apartment, as Baltimore pointed out these days.
Yeah, Gemma, it's so difficult. And part of that is, like, to a certain extent, we've always been relying on the goodwill of people who want to work with our programs to work with us. And maybe that meant like $100 or $200, $200 sacrifice for them. Because the rents that our families can afford need to be lower than market rate generally. Mm-hmm. But now with the way that rents have risen at the insane pace that they have over the last year, now we're kind of asking folks to take a little bit bigger financial hit to rent to our families because the market rate is so much higher than what our families can afford. And so that's kind of why we tried to create that landlord partnership incentive program so that a landlord won't be taking too much of a financial hit to make that feasible. So if there are damages, we can help pay for those, vacancy payments we can make, higher deposits. We're just trying to get creative and figure out how do we make this an actual possibility for a landlord, especially someone who maybe just owns one or two units and they really need the amount of money that they're charging for rent to pay their own mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys, yes, go ahead.
And if I can add a little onto what Stephanie mentioned, so sometimes it's not even the money portion of it that's the problem. It really is just the supply. You know, like Stephanie said, sometimes they have to bring the rent down a little bit to get closer to where we need to be, but a lot of times they don't. And it's just going back to that, the landlord being open to working with Catch and giving us that opportunity. You know, when you have 10 other applicants that are competing with us, it just makes it a lot harder. So definitely the supply mm-hmm. is a huge, huge issue.
And Stephanie, how concerned are you that you're going to be able to house this many people? Because I don't necessarily see that number getting smaller, even as we continue to move through the pandemic.
Yeah, that is 100%. Like your listeners, what I would love for them to take away from this is we are in a serious housing crisis right now. Like there's been a housing shortage for a long time, and this is like next level crisis. For the folks that we're serving. The only reason that I feel any kind of hope about where we are right now is that we have some amazing community leaders that are really stepping up and challenging themselves to help try to figure this out. So folks like Tommy Elquist and Skip Oppenheimer and Caleb and Andrea Roop, who are in the development world, are getting into this game and trying to help us figure out how do we really fix this. So they have created a challenge for themselves to come up with 300 dedicated units over the next 5 years between new development and people who have already developed things and just want to dedicate a couple of units to try to help contribute to this issue. So they would dedicate those units to programs like ours. And that means that they would charge affordable rent rates and that our case managers would continue to work with them. Our Path Home, the partnership, public-private partnership that's really working on addressing the strategic approach to ending homelessness in the community is also working on a pipeline to create 250 more permanent supportive housing units for single individuals. And we're working on a campaign to end family homelessness that might have a couple of developments involved in it. So we're working on these things at a systems level in a partnership, which gives me a lot of hope. I think if we have all the right people at the table, we can really make things move in a way that we can't individually, because it genuinely takes a village.
It definitely does. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on and talking about this housing crisis today. We've been talking with Executive Director of Catch, Stephanie Day, Catch's Landlord Relationship Manager, Valdemar Gonzalez. If you are a landlord and you would like to know more about this partnership, just reach out to Catch. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Jenna.
More Idaho Matters next.